Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There are, from ancient kingdoms to modern conflict zones, there are few places that carry the weight of history like Israel and the Palestinian territories do. But how do we reconcile the past with today's geopolitical demands? Shail Ben-Ephraim is host of the History of the Land of Israel podcast and Israel Explained YouTube channel. He joins us to unpack one of the most complex dilemmas of our time, and that is the call for a Palestinian state in the aftermath of October the 7th, and the very real concern that such a move could be seen as rewarding Hamas with political legitimacy. Shail, a very, very good morning to you. In terms of from a historical perspective, what role has the idea of a Palestinian state played in regional stability or instability?
Oh boy. Well, I would say that it's played a very significant role in leading to the instability that we've had all this time. Of course, going back to the 1936 partition plan, the 1947 partition plan, if those had been accepted, there's a good chance that all the conflicts that have occurred since would not have occurred. And then there were other chances to resolve it after the 67 war and with the Oslo process and so on and so forth. I think that the fact that Palestinians don't have their own state is one of the reasons that they experience a lot of the oppression that leads to the injustice that leads ultimately to terrorism.
So in terms of Hamas, they've shifted global conversation about Palestinian legitimacy, and whereas the outcome might be one that has been so far unsuccessfully achieved, the reality is that it is October 7th that has preempted this push for a Palestinian state. How problematic is that?
Well, I don't know if I agree. The international community has already recognized the Palestinian right to a state. Just every country that's now talking about recognizing it has recognized it previously to some extent. I really think that the importance of this is being vastly overrated, A, because there's precedence to it, and B, because nothing is going to happen on the ground as a result. And of course, the whole thing with Hamas is, it's problematic to say that it's a reward to Hamas, because the recognized government of the Palestinians is the PA, who are the rivals of Hamas. And the PA has offered an alternate view of how the Palestinians should approach their problems. While Hamas has stressed terrorism and the use of force, the Palestinian Authority has stressed diplomacy and recognition. And what Israel has done incorrectly, in my opinion, is rewarded Hamas by giving them, you know, prisoner exchanges and deals, and meanwhile essentially screwed over the PA and haven't allowed it to have any progress diplomatically, which showed a lot of Palestinians the only language that Israelis understand is force. Now, if we can talk to them and encourage their diplomatic overtures, that could strengthen the PA, not Hamas. So I think the whole thing is based on a misconception of what's happening here. And I think a lot of the people who say that it's a reward for Hamas don't actually mean that. Like Netanyahu, for example, what they really want is to avoid the Palestinians ever having a state, because it's not like they wanted a state before October 7th, and so nothing has changed in that regard.
Right, except that that there have been multiple opportunities. Do you think that there's more of a chance now of there being a Palestinian state that can live side by side in peace, recognizing Israel, Israel recognizing Palestinian autonomy. Is that, I'm skeptical, and I've long believed very strongly in a two-state solution. But when I looked at what happened on October 7th, the brutality of it, I'm deeply, deeply worried and skeptical. And I'm not somebody who inherently thinks that this is not the way to go. But there is a real concern, surely.
Yeah, I mean, all concerns that people have about a two-state solution are justified, as long as they're, you know, honestly felt.
Sure.
Of course, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you have to compare them to the two-state solution to other solutions. Is this better than anything that could practically happen or not? If you don't support a two-state solution at this point, the good news for you, not for you specifically, for anyone who doesn't,
right,
is that a one-state solution is becoming reality. The annexation of the West Bank de facto has been happening for many years, and the next step of the war in Gaza is annexation of parts of Gaza. That's at least what Netanyahu just promised Ben-Gvir and Smotrich.
Right.
So that's all happening. So if you don't support a two-state solution vocally, you're going to get a one-state solution, which of course involves the dilemma that we're all aware of. Do you give Palestinians rights,
which
this government doesn't seem willing to do, or is it going to be an apartheid state?
So if you were to design a roadmap that doesn't reward terror, but works towards peace, what would your roadmap look like?
My roadmap would look like replacing Hamas with the Palestinian Authority,
mm-hmm.
and in Gaza and in the West Bank, and giving the Palestinian Authority the boost that it needs to become a genuine leadership for the Palestinian people. The Canadians said that they're only going to recognize the Palestinians if there are reforms to the PA, and if there are elections in which Hamas will not be allowed to run. That would be the kind of thing that we would talk about, and allow Gulf states to support the Palestinian Authority instead of supporting Hamas, as Qatar has in the past, and they've shown willingness to do that. Already, there are several plans for this. There's no lack of plans. Biden had a plan in early 2024. And the Egyptians have a more recent plan, all of which point to how you would have the PA ultimately be reformed, rule the area, and Hamas would be defanged, hopefully members of it deported. Honestly, a bigger problem is getting an Israeli government that would agree to do any of that, because the plan is there, the international community is there, the Palestinian Authority is there, but the Israeli government is not.
That is where we leave it, Shaul Ben-Ephraim. Thank you, as always.